Bogatov, so we're holding the Mishnah on Kuf Nun Amud Aleph. Mishnah, Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, 5 lines at the top of the page. Lo yiskar adam peilim Shabbos. One cannot hire workers on Shabbos. Lo yemar adam l'chaver liskar adam peilim. A person cannot hire workers himself on Shabbos. That's an obvious violation, Rashi says, of Msecha Fasecha, being busy with one's personal business, personal dealings. So he can't hire workers he's not hiring the workers for Shabbos itself, even for after Shabbos. That's a problem. Nor can he tell his friend to hire workers in his behalf. Tomorrow he's going to ask. That's obvious. If I can't do something myself, why would it be permissible for me to tell my friend what would be happening through my friend's mutter? Rashi actually adds in a very interesting line over here. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask his pshita. If it's not for him, it's not for his friend as well. Says Rashi, because his friend's also Yisrael. Rashi says that the one who sends if someone sends his friend to do an Isser, that's not for himself, he's Iver on Lifnei Iver. Now this alumnus conversation, is Lifnei Iver a general Isser, or is it an Isser like a mini Isser within every Isser? So meaning, let's say there's an Isser to steal. If I create a situation where I cause someone to steal, am I being over Lifnei Iver of Gzela, or is it a general Lifnei Iver, I'm being over the Isser of Iver? Big alumnus shaila in the Mefarshim. A couple of Afkaminas are, for one Afkamina is very relevant to our sugya here. Is Lifnei Iver, is it going to apply to Darabbanans, or is it only a Daraisas? If Lifnei Iver is always only a kind of a minor facet within every mitzvah, every Isser, there's an element of Lifnei Iver, so only on Daraisas would you have Lifnei Iver, and Darabbanans, which are not Isser Daraisas B'chal, they obviously wouldn't come with, maybe they have Lifnei Iver Darabbanan, but they wouldn't come with, certainly not with Lifnei Iver Daraisa. However, if it's a general idea of not being a stumbling block in front of someone, not leading someone to an Avera, even if the Avera I'm leading the person in Chalila, I'm leading the person to do, is a Darabbanan, it would still pass, will still apply Lifnei Iver, because Lamaisa, I'm causing an Avera, I'm causing an Avera to happen, even if it's rabbinic, it's a general problem of putting a stumbling block. Another afkmin is, for example, let's say the Gemach Hamuris. We know the Gemach Hamuris, Shvichas Damim, Gilarayas, right? We know that Avay Zara, we know that by these Averas, a person is mechuyev to give up his life. And we know even for that, Bizrayah de Arayas, Bizrayah de Avay Zara, even things that are not mamish, outright Arayas of Avay Zara, also were very machmer. What about Lifnei Iver? If Lifnei Iver is a general Isser, so wouldn't it be necessarily more chummer by the Gemach Hamuris than any other Isser? It's a general Isser. But if it's an Isser that relates to the Isser in question, if it's Isser Prati, it relates to the Isser in question, then it would have a different status if it's Lifnei Iver of Gilei Rayis or Shvichas Damim of Avodah Zarah. So Rashi, again, Rashi says, seems to say a couple of innocuous words. Rashi says that how could he tell his friend to hire workers if he can't do it himself? It's Lifnei Iver. That's clearly Mitzechav Sechaz Drabbanan. It's clearly we're having a conversation of Drabbanans here, and Rashi is applying Lifnei Iver. Rashi would seem to be an indication he holds that Lifnei Iver is a Klali stika isser, it's a general isser, not to lead someone on a bad path, not prati, it's not related to each specific mitzvah. Again, unless you say that it's a Rashi means and Lifnei Iver Durabbanan. Unless you say it means Rashi himself means Durabbanan. Okay. Says the Mishnah further, Mechshichan alatchum, liskar poilim lavi peiros. One cannot go to the boundary by nightfall in order to, he's going there Shabbos afternoon, be there in time for nightfall, in order to quickly get workers or to bring the peiros in after night. So he's doing an act. Again, you could understand this being a little bit of a chana, but a chana doesn't seem to be this year because apparently walking, even though I'm in a place where I want to be in order to work after Shabbos, walking along, that's not called a chana. It's got to be a more direct, clear act to be a chana. But what it is a problem of is mitzvah chefzicha. I'm being busy with my personal matters on Shabbos. That's a problem. So I can't go to the tchum to hire workers or to bring the payers in for after Shabbos. That cannot be done. Taisa points out that this lush of going to the Tchum, Taisa's top Taisa's on Amud Beis, says going to the Tchum sounds like only if I go to the Tchum is it a problem. Taisa's Lav Dafka, even if I go halfway to the Tchum. But if it's nicker in my action than what I'm doing is in order to be able to hire workers or schlep payers to do some sort of activity for after Shabbos, that's also prohibited. Slav Dafka, going to the Tchum is a clear one. It's obviously going to wait by the Tchum, wait by the place where you hire the workers, wait by the place to bring in the payers. That's clear that you're waiting to do work for after Shabbos. But even if it's, you didn't go to the Tchum, as long as it's clear, it would be a problem even walking part way. Taisus qualifies the Mishnah. But what one can do, here's the flip side, leniency. One can go to the Tchum in order to watch his payers. Why? Maybe payers be out there. And then once he's there, bring the payers back. Why could he do that? Because watching the payers itself on Shabbos is permissible. Going to watch his payers may not sound like such a Shabbos activity, but it's there's nothing. Going to watch the payers itself is fine. Since he's allowed to do that on Shabbos, so certainly he's allowed to go on Shabbos to wash the peiros, to be there, and then once he's there, take back peiros to Shabbos. That's fine as well. Says the Mishnah Kalam of Abba Shaul. Kol shani zakai b'mirasai, rashani lach shechalav. Anything that I'm able to discuss, I'm able to do before nightfall. Now this is actually even a bigger kula than the first man number. The first man number, the Mishnah was just saying, anything that's mutter for me to do, I could do it even if it leads me to a place where I'll be in a better position for after Shabbos to take peiros back. It's fine. It's mutter for me to wash my peiros. That's mutter on Shabbos. So if I go there in order to wash the peiros after Shabbos, and that enables me to also bring back peiros after Shabbos, that's all going to be fine. But that's all without any action. Rabbi Abba Shaul is adding that, we'll speak more about this in tomorrow's daf, but Abba Shaul is adding that something which I can discuss, if for some reason I'm able to discuss what I want to do after Shabbos, I'm able to go wait by the border or do some sort of action of walking as well with regard to anything I'm able to discuss. We'll see what that concept is in Mirat Hashem tomorrow. Okay. Says the Gemara. Pshita. So this shalaf occurs to Pshita. By the way, the Mishnah says that not only can he not do it himself, he can't have his friend hire other people. What's the chiddush? Isn't it obvious that lechayer, if it's also from his other friend, why should his friend be more lenient? Amar Papa chaver nachri, very unusual. The word chaver over here doesn't mean a yid. Chaver often means chaver, means his friend. Chaver in Gemara often means a colleague, which is a tam chacham, right? A tamad chaver. Over here, the word chaver means a guyish, a friend. So it means the chiddush of the Mishnah is he can't even tell a guy. That's the chiddush. Okay, so that's more of a chiddush. He can't, not only can he do it, cannot do it himself, he can't tell a guy. Yes, Gemara, but we have a cloud. We know this already. Maskavashi, Amir Lanachri Shvus. We know that Amir Lanachri, having a guy do what I can, asking a guy to do what I can do, is a Shvus, is a Drabanan. So why would I think it's mutter? Now it's just interesting. Again, over here, we're talking about Drabanan itself. Memtsecha Vtsecha is Drabanan. But the rest still saying, taking for granted. Why do you have to tell me that I can't tell the guy to do Memtsecha Vtsecha for me? It's Pasha, it's a Shvus. Even though it's a double Shvus, the Gemara takes for granted. It'll be Yasser. Remember, Shvus to Shvus only mutter, Makam Mitzvah, Makam Tzecha Gadol, right? But the Shvus is Usr, and therefore, since I'm Yilakim Shvus, it's Pashas Usr, the Mar is Vaiter bothered. What was the Havamina? So before we even go further, let's just go over. It's very interesting. Agamar is very clearly saying that Amir La'akim is a Shvus. Amir La'akim is a Shvus. We've spoken in the past a few times. There is a Das Yachid, a smag, Urayim, that brings a smag that says that Amir La'akim, there may be a biblical source, a Daraisa. Agamar clearly is saying, Amir Lachi is Shvus, is Drabanan, not Daraisa. So interesting, Agamar is calling it Drabanan, yet there is a tzad in the Rishayim that is a Daraisa. Okay, but besides that, we explained multiple times already, Kedari Chazor quickly, what does it mean? What was the Gzeira for Amir Lachim? What was the Gzeira behind why Amir Lachim is Asr on Shabbos? So we have two Rashis, Rashi and Shabbos, actually coming up right over here in a couple of Bafar now, Rashi says it, and towards in the Masechta in about three, four Blah, and Rashi and Saita says different Malach. Rashi over here says the problem is Shlichus, that a guy can act as my shlichus. There's always discussion whether yesh shlichus akum or ain't shlichus akum. Rashi says that legabe chumra of being over Nisar Shabbos, we consider the guy shliach, and if guy is a shliach, then it's considered as if it's my action. And so it's a problem of shlichus. Rashi, we also have Rashi says that another pshat, that it's an issue of mesecha v'secha, v'dabr davar. Telling a guy to do an act for me on Shabbos is a separate issue of mesecha v'secha, v'dabr davar. I'm speaking about weekday activities, I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Pasuk Yishaya, I can't speak about weekday activities on Shabbos, and therefore it's a problem. Inherently, Amir Lakim, it's not that the guy doing work for me is not a problem, me talking to the guy is a problem. We said a big enough kamina is, if I would tell the guy before Shabbos, it wouldn't be a problem, because the whole issue is speaking on Shabbos, things I can't do on Shabbos. So telling the guy is also a problem. But if I told him before Shabbos, it's not speaking on Shabbos itself, then there wouldn't be a problem for the guy to do the melachah on Shabbos, as long as I told him before Shabbos. According to the issue of shlichus, it would be a problem even if I told him before Shabbos, he's still doing a shlichus for me on Shabbos. That'll be enough community to Rashi to Pshatam. And then of course we have Rambam. Rambam says that if we allow a guy to do melachah for me on Shabbos, it's going to create a kalkite, a leniency in the entire concept of melachah on Shabbos. And ultimately I'm going to come to do the melachah myself, chalila. At least to do the melachah myself. And that again, that would lechayra be irrespective. It wouldn't make a difference if the person is telling the guy to do the melacha on Shabbos, or even if told the guy about doing the melacha even before Shabbos, lechayra it would still be us, because as long as the melacha is taking place on Shabbos, it's going to make a certain zilzal in Shabbos and kalit to myself be mechal Shabbos. So again, nafkamina between Rambam's pshat and Rashi's pshat shlichus versus Rashi's pshat mitzecha v'tzecha is, can one tell a guy to do melacha for him on Thursday? He could say, when come Shabbos, do this melacha for me. If it's an issue of mitzecha v'tzecha v'dabr davar, one can tell the guy on Thursday, and it would be fine if he does the melacha on Shabbos. Whereas if it's an issue of shlichus, or an issue of making a leniency and act on Shabbos itself, one would not be able to tell the guy before Shabbos. That would be a problem if he tells the guy, even if he tells the guy before Shabbos, it would still be a problem. Another afkamina, by the way, there's a flip side. What about telling the guy on Shabbos about doing a melacha for me on Sunday? telling the guy Shabbos to melech of me on Sunday. That would be the other way. Mitzvah of sech with Abedav would be more chum over there. It would be a problem. I can't talk about weekday activities on Shabbos. I can't tell the guy on Shabbos to melech of me on Sunday. Whereas according to the other Malachim, that the problem is the guy do melech of me on Shabbos, he's shliach, where it's going to make a zilzul Shabbos. Having the guy do melech of me on Sunday is not a problem with shlichus, or is not a problem with zilzul Shabbos, and therefore that would be permissible theoretically to tell the guy on Shabbos to do melech of me after Shabbos l'maisa. We're machmir for all the possibilities, and therefore we don't tell the guy before Shabbos, on Shabbos, on Shabbos for Shabbos, or on Shabbos for Sunday, we don't do any of the above. Okay, but the Gemara is still bothered that what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? You tell me you can't tell his friend to hire the workers. Of course not. His friend also can't do it. The friend's a guy. Still, it's and we lack him the shvus. Elo Ravashi, afiyat em chaveritzo. I'll go back to the case of chaveritzo Israel. And what's the chiddush? Hakamash malan leyemer adam chaveritzo sachali paylim avol aymele. The chiddush is for the inference. You can't tell your friend hire for me paylim. You can't tell your friend hire workers for me. But you know what? You could tell your friend by saying those words. But medayik, well, you could say avol aymele adam chaveritzo. Tell your friend, you know, it makes sense. He knows his friend is a laborer, and he needs a laborer Matzah Shabbos. Makes sense for you to meet me out in the field tonight. That he can say, as long as he only hints it, he doesn't say it very, 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 very explicitly, that is okay. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that inferring is okay. Masis man who's of Mishnah, Kerbi Yeshua Makarcha, Tanya Leyamer Adma Chaveir, and Nirat Shtamid Imil Erev. The Tanakh comes to Baraisa, argues and says, one cannot tell his friend, it makes sense, are you available to come be with me tonight? That you should not tell your friend that on Shabbos, that's Tanakhama. However, one can't tell his friend, are you available to come see me tonight, come be with me tonight? As long as you don't, doesn't explicitly say anything about working, that would be fine. And that is the din of our mission. Our mission is coming to infer to have your chaveri hire workers is a problem, but to have them be there is okay. So again, we point out this concept yesterday that the reason why it's mutter is this concept of is only a problem if you speak it out. If you speak it explicitly, it's a problem. Deeper is usher. Here is mutter. Here, right? We spoke yesterday from the nusach of the song of my Adidas. Hirhurim mutarim. Here is mutter. Having machshavas about things that one's not allowed to do on Shabbos, that's okay. That's not us, sir. It's only us to actually speak it out, to verbalize. It's a problem. Thinking about it is permissible. And therefore, even in a hinting way, if a person says to his friend, are you available to meet me tonight over here? As long as they don't say anything explicitly about it, that is okay. That is not going to be an issue. Just to quickly chaz over, we spoke yesterday from Nachrenim. We had a question yesterday about Shari Deitas. What's the problem with reading Shari Deitas? If here is mutter and only deep, so when you read a star, unless you're reading it out loud, if you read a star, you're not saying deeper. It's just here, really. It's reading in your mind. It's here. So why is here usher? So we the answers that we brought from the two achrayim make a big qualification in this concept of here matarim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden answers that here is only mutter when it pops into one's head. It pops into one's head, so we're not so makpet to control a person's thoughts that he can't even think about something which is usher on Shabbos. If it like mundane activities, mitzech of tzecha, his business activities, to not even think about it. If it pops into his head, then we say here is okay. If it's just in his head alone, he's not mechuyev to squash that thought from his head. However, to speak it out, that's a problem. But when it comes to reading Shari Deitas, he's proactively having a machshava. To proactively have a machshava about business, that's indeed still a problem. And therefore, we're qualifying the heter of hirim mutarim, according to Rabbi Endem, is only hirim mutarim when it pops into one's head. It was unavoidable. It just happened by itself. That's when it's okay. But to purposely think about it, that would be problematic. We also had another qualification. Shulchan Aruch Rav wanted to answer, and that's why Shari Deitas is a problem, because he's purposely reading the star. Shulchan Aruch Rav wants to say that it's only mutter hirer when it's not nicker. When it's nicker, then it's a problem. Reading Shari Deitas is clearly nicker. Even though it's a hirer, it's nicker, it's noticeable, that's going to be a problem. Hirurim mutarim is only when it's not noticeable, it's not nicker. So you have to say over here also, in our Gemara, there has to be a case where it's not nicker, that what he's doing is creating a job offer for after Shabbos. It has to be not nicker, and therefore it's permissible. Okay. So like more right here. Rami Le Rav Achabar Ravuna L'Rava. Rav Achabar Ravuna is to steer with Rava. Mi Am Rabbi Echon Dibur Asa Hir Mutter. Did Rabbi Echon really say this? Remember, we just pointed out that hirurim is mutter. Only Dibur's usher. I'm here. Love Kedibur Damri. This sounds like Hirur is not like Dibur. Machshav alone is not like Dibur. V'Amar Rabbi Achanar Beichanan. B'chol Makamot Ha'ir B'chutz Beis Amerchas Beis Akisei. A person is allowed to think in Torah and everywhere except for in the Beis Amerchas Beis Akisei. But if Hirur is Love Kedibur, what's the problem? It should be fine. L'Chayr It's a Raya. Here is Kedibur. Thinking in Torah and thinking and learning is like Dibur, and therefore it's a problem. Even in the Beis Amerchas Beis Akisei, even thinking L'Chayr It's a Raya. Here is Kedibur. Answer more. No. Shani Hasam to be in Vayimachanek Kadosh V'Leka. Hayimachanek Kadosh. The pasuk tells tells us that Machlis means Kaddish. Rashi explains beautifully, beautifully aside, that Klai Yisrael is always busy learning, wherever they are, their minds are busy learning. And that's the chiyuv to have Machlis Kaddish. The reason why you can't have Erevus, Arayas, you can't have things that are not Kaddish hanging around, is because since Klai Yisrael is always busy learning, so therefore, you can't have Torah in the presence of things that are not holy. We see from there that when it comes to learning, when it comes to Torah, so Machshava alone, that is a problem. You always have to have a makam, a clean place. Even Machshava alone is problematic when it comes to a makam atunaf, when it comes to learning. But when it comes to general, the idea of thinking about business, as opposed to speaking it, the Isser is dafka speaking, not thinking hearer all over, is not kedibur dami, only legabe this idea of kedusha of teira. Hachrami, fact number 1 second. Ksiv leirecha ba'ervas davar. The truth that I left a little bit of the elaboration. The reason is because the pasuk says mitzichav tzechav daber davar. It says lashad daber davar, and therefore we say it's dafka when this deeper of chol b'shabbos is it problematic. Ask more hachrami. Ksiv leirecha ba'ervas davar. Legabe Arayis also says the word davar, so it shouldn't have to be dafka deeper also by Arayis for it to be a problem, by erva for it to be a problem. Have to be dafka diber, not machshava. Machshava alone shouldn't be enough. If you make me medayik lashon davar to mean dafka diber, says Mar, who abayin leil chav Yehuda, damar Yehuda. You're right. That pasuk of Vayircha Ervas Davar is a special drush coming to include the one's allah say Kriyishma in the presence, and that's saying Kriyishma in the presence of an undressed guy, of a naked guy. So over there, Davar Taka means deeper, and we're saying the Chiddush of this one cannot say Kriyishma in the presence of a naked guy. Why didn't the pasuk to include that one cannot say Kriyishma in the presence of a naked guy? You can't say Kriyishma in the presence of a naked, of an undressed Yisrael as well. Gemara explains, Lemabaykum. No, the Chiddush is, it's Limit by Yisrael to Aser. We understand by Yisrael to Aser because it's not proper. It's not that it's considered. It's a spirit of Machnech Kaddish. You can't say Kriyishma in front of an undressed person, an undressed Yid. Aval Evik Chavim, Kivin Dechsid Vei, Asher Pesachem Erem Basaram. The pasuk compares them to the flesh of donkeys. Em Shabbat Dami, just like Lachar, in front of an animal, there's no problem when an animal's not dressed, saying Kriyishma in front of them. So too, maybe in front of a guy is not dressed, wouldn't be an issue. Kamash Malan, that no. That one is not saying Kriyishma in the presence of a guy is not dressed. Em Achrami, that's more 1 second. Efshataka, maybe a guy that we just compared him to a donkey, and maybe therefore, it shouldn't be a problem saying Kriyishma in front of an undressed guy. Amar Krav Ervas Avim Leiro by Nayach's sons, right? We know that when Chab found the nakedness of his father, we said shame and Yafis. They went and they covered him without looking. They went to cover him without looking. We see the pasuk refers to Nayach. There's obviously Nayach was considered a ben Nayach, considered a guy, and yet the pasuk still considers it. They saw Ervas Avim, the Erva of the father. We see clearly the nakedness of a guy is also called Erva, and therefore. We're saying v'layicha ervas davar is coming to include even by a guy. One cannot say kriyishma in front of a guy that's undressed. But that's taka talking about deeper. But in general, when it comes to Torah, we have a unique din Torah and kriyishma that even hearer in a makom b'tunuf is usur. Whereas when it comes to other matters, we're saying hearer is lav kadibur. Of course, this is a big conversation we had back in brachas legabe a person is balkari legabe different dinim. If a person is allowed to say. Think about Kriyishma or think about brachas, even without verbalizing it, is that permissible? We're telling in the discussion whether here is kedibur. Okay, v'dibur miyasi es gemara is dibur aser. For Rav Chizdor, Rav Menuna, Dami Tavari, Rav Chizdor, Rav Menuna both said. A person can make cheshbonis a mitzvah. The Mar at this point thinks if Deber is usher, then any business related matters, any monetary discussions are going to be prohibited. I mean, the answer is really built into the question, but we say, they both said, remember that cheshbonis a mitzvah, cheshbonis legabi mitzvah, what you need for, let's say, shul purposes, for tzibur purposes, for melamdin. You can allocate the stucker. You can sit and have a meeting and discuss how much money you can allocate for the poor people. How much you can raise for the poor people. Monetary dealings on Shabbos. You can get involved with matters of Pikuach Nefesh and Pikuach Ram Shabbos. It doesn't mean Mamish oppressing Pikuach Nefesh. Oppressing Pikuach Nefesh is always mutter, right? It's always mutter. And not only is that mutter, it means even not only is deeper mutter, even physical action is mutter over there. Saving lives, even physical action is mutter. What it means over here is even putting layers in place, discussions to do things to protect from getting into matzah because nefesh is vayta mutter. Even the deeper shabbat is mutter on Shabbos. As preventative, and we can go to the shuls to deal with the iski rab mashabes. Rav Shmuel ben Achmina, Rav Yechanan, hechlan tatoyis v'karkoyis ulkarkoyis ulvalkizoyis l'vakech iski rab mashabes. You can go to the big theaters, the big stadiums, in order to deal with public, even these big public areas to deal with Devarim of the tzibur iski rabim, you're allowed to deal with the Shabbos. V'tali ben Menashe meshatchan al tanaikis, that's part of the song. Shilich habanis leris b'Shabbos v'altidik lamde seifu lamde umnes, and also to teach a child a business or taira, one's allowed to do on Shabbos. The first we discussed, teaching a business doesn't mean mamash teaching a business on Shabbos. It means arranging for a tutor, arranging for an expert to teach him. After Shabbos, that's how Pashas that explained elsewhere. It means teaching him, arranging for someone who's going to teach him an occupation, but the occupation itself may not, is not going to be torn on Shabbos. That's what after Shabbos. But the point is, all these things are with the Shabbos. What happened to V'daber Daver? What happened to those where we're saying that here is Mutter, Dibur's Usser? That's what we're saying till now. Here we see even deeper of non-Shabbos, really weekday things, monetary things, are all permissible on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara. Amar Krom, say Chavsecha v'davar davar, Chavsecha asurim, Chavsecha shemayim mutar. Big yisoid. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Mutsay Chavsecha v'davar davar. It says Chavsecha. A person can't be busy with his dealings and davar davar, and speaking about his personal dealings. However, Chavsecha shemayim, the Chavsecha of shemayim, the requirements of shemayim, that's all things that are related to mitzvah, that's permissible. And therefore, one could discuss public tzarchi rabim. He could discuss the tzedakah needs. He could discuss shidduchim. He could discuss tinnik lamdei sefer. All these different things could be discussed on Shabbos. That's perfectly mutter. Could I over here to speak as a reminder? We had Taisvis when we had the discussion when we had the Gemara actually about. I think it was Kufi Gimel. I think it was when we had the discussion about mtsecha v'secha v'daber daver. So we spoke of Zecha Zecha is clearly about person's business. And Dabra Dover, so Rashi they spoke out, what's Dabra Dover? Rashi spoke out Dover also somehow something related to it's in a different volume, something related to business as well. So he says business we already know is Usser. Business Zecha Zecha tells me that business is Usser. What's Dabra Dover rather? Says Taisus maybe the only Taisus. Top Taisus on the bottom up on the top of that Amud Beis. Again, I think it's Kufi Gimel, Kufi Dal around there. Taisus says he brings from the Yushalmi that in general talking on Shabbos is not a good trait. One should minimize his talk on Shabbos. The Lashon Mikzvah Yishalmi is Bikushi Hitiru. They were Matar Bikushi Sheil Hashalmi. They were Matar Bikushi. It was hard to be Matar regular mundane discussion on Shabbos. Shabbos is a lofty day that speaking about any matters, forget about we're busy with discussing Mutter, business, not business, Aiskim Tzech Hitiru, which is a mitzvah, that's beautiful, but we're busy discussing what type of deep is Mutter. Bikushi, they were Matar Sheil Hashalmi, just saying hello, Sheil Hashalmi on Shabbos. Again, I'm not saying that we're all on that level per se, but just at least a concept to strive for. That Shabbos is such kedusha, but kushi the matter even talking on Shabbos. So yeah, over here we're saying all this whole list of things are mutter, and not only the mutter, it's a skandis, is probably a beautiful thing to be busy with. On the flip side, and we're saying only business is usher. On the flip side, there's stuff that's in between business and all these things that we're saying technically are mutter, but clearly from the Yushalmi, it's bekushi atiru. One should try to refrain as much as possible. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, cheshbonis shem malach v'shem abakach. What about cheshbonis of malach malakach? Malach means like what is it to you? Mabakach meaning they're not practical enough. Mina, you make a cheshbon. What yenim spent in doing this activity? It's a cheshbon, but you figure out how much yenim made on his on this venture. It's a cheshbon. It's also nosy, but it's the bottom line is it's not necessarily. It doesn't have any relations to me. It makes no difference to me, and therefore that's going to be well. Let's see the shayla. So cheshbon is shel malach v'shel mabakach mutu chash b'shabbos. The Gemara says that's permissible. That's okay. Tanya v'yach cheshbon is shel avru v'shashim shashim liyes. A cheshbon is of that which is. That's what happened in the past, or that's what's going to happen in the future. That's also a cheshbon. Cheshbon is that really happened to me in the past, or going to happen in the future. That's usher. However, shel malach, cheshbon is a malach. Malach, we're saying, is one word. It means malach. What is it to you? Top of a maze. V'shel mapakach. That's mutter cheshbon. That's fine. Those cheshbonis are permissible. For a mini yes, the Gemara with Estira. Cheshbon cheshbonis, shein etzrichim. One's allowed to make a calculation of things that aren't needed. Vein mechashbon cheshbonis etzrichim, you can't make cheshbonis things that aren't needed. B'Shabbos, Kate said, I'm going to explain what does that mean. I'm a rodden l'chavir, a person can say his friend. A person could say to his friend, such and such amount of workers I used on this field. I spend this much money on this apartment. I spend this many workers on my field. Meaning, as long as this is historical, it's post facto. We're going to talk about the past. That's permissible because it's not. It's considered at the end of the day. It's mabakach. It's malach. It's history. Again, if it's very relevant, where a guy wants to know how much is it going to cost me to do X, Y, and Z, and the other person's telling him, well, this is what I spent on it. That could be problematic because you're focusing on on what you've done in the past, but for Yenim, it's a discussion of what's going to be on the future. That could be a problem. But if you're strictly just schmoozing about what happened about the past, that would be okay according to this. You can't say this is what I spent in the past and this is what I plan to spend in the future. Once it becomes a conversation about the future, that's problematic. So Marza Sira, we said earlier, we said in our member before, that both past and future is usur if it's real cheshbonos. Cheshbonos of reality, of business, of how many workers, how much money spent, that's a problem. Say the future, and even in the past is a problem. And here we're saying a conversation about the past is permissible. Chayrut Asira says more tameich. Kash lo chigufa. The price is selfish there. The price is selfish there because why? The price first says that the price that says that things that are mabek achish cheshbonos ain't tzrichim. You're allowed to make cheshbonos of things that are not tzarich. And you're not allowed to make cheshbonos things that are tzarich. And then it says that you can make cheshbonos about the past. So l'chayr the b'risel v'zastira ella hacha di ikra agra dagirabe hacha dak agra dagirabe. The Mara says a very simple answer that it depends. Speaking about the past really depends. Is this still an outstanding account when I say I've spent X on my dira? Do I still owe money to the seller? To the bank, maybe, or I say I spend this amount of workers that I have to pay for my, this job. Is there still money outstanding? If there's still money outstanding, that's considered an ongoing transaction, and that's not going to be prohibited, even speaking about the past. If, however, it's completely locked, sealed, and done, the transaction is fully finished, again, based on the Shabbos from before, certainly is not the most optimal conversation on Shabbos, but outright Isser, it's not. It's considered Dvar Shema Bakach, Dvar Shema Malach, things that already happened in the past. Again, two criteria. It's got to be fully closed off, number one, and has to be it's not relevant right now for the future. It's a big caveat. It's not relevant for the future. If it's relevant for the future, then it's right to problem. If it's not relevant for the future and it's fully done, fully closed off, that would be considered Dvar Shema Bakach, something which happened in the past is considered Dvar Shema Bakach and would indeed be mutter. So the Braisa over here, which is saying the past is mutter, is talking about things that already were fully closed up. And the memory we said before, that things that even in the past usher, is things that weren't fully closed up. Okay, Tanabanim. We said the Mishnah, Im Echshichin, one cannot go out to the boundaries in order to be prepared to bring in payers or hire workers after Shabbos. Tanabanim. Maisim Chasecha, the story of the Chasid, Shinifer Zaparetz Pesach Deo. There was a breach in the fence of his field. Venimach Lalagaydra, and on Shabbos, Yanamach Shabbos, oh, I better fix that breach. And he got very upset. He's a chassid. So we spoke out before. Hurim, machshavas alone. Listen, it's not so easy to control. Machshavas have come into one's head. The way Rav Akiva explains. The reason why Hurim Amutter is because things machshavas pop into people's heads. That's unwittingly. That happens by itself. And therefore, as long as he doesn't speak about it, that's fine. And Hurim is Mutter. However, this chassid was very upset himself. He felt that on Shabbos, I'm thinking about fixing my fence and my field. Viniska Shabbos, he remembered Shabbos. Meaning he initially thought about it, not realizing it was Shabbos. Then he remembered Shabbos and he realized he's thinking about this on Shabbos. So he's a chassid, and Nimna is a chassid, v'lei gadra. He knassed himself, I'm not fixing the breach. I'm not fixing the hole in my fence because of the fact that I thought about Shabbos. He wanted to train himself to be more fastidious about what even goes into his mind. Again, we spoke out as mutter, technically. But he wanted to be more chamer about what goes into his mind on Shabbos. And therefore, he didn't fix the fence. What happened? Nasla, Nase, and Nase happened also at Slaf, and Slaf, a caper tree grew there. So two things. First of all, it covered up the breach. It filled in the fence, covered up the breach. But more importantly, it's a valuable tree that he was able to make a parnasa from the tree itself. So he grew, sprouted up a new protection. It closed up the hole in the fence and it created a parnasa of him. Okay. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Someone to say actually that the tzlaf, this mice with the chassid. This chassid was a descendant of Tzlafchad, and Tzlaf comes from the fact that it was a Tzlaf tree. Punctus from the name of Tzlafchad. We know Tzlafchad was Mekayish Eitzim. He gathered the wood. Tzlafchad also his avera, so to speak, was his avera was avera. He was killed because he was Mechal Shabbos. He was Mekayish Eitzim. And we explained back then he did it lishma. He did it in order because he wanted to show people in the midbar. Once they got the decree in the midbar for 40 years after the story of the Meraglim, they said, we don't have to keep Torah mitzvahs. We're anyway not going to have to keep Torah mitzvahs. He wanted to demonstrate, no, you better keep Torah mitzvahs, otherwise the deen still apply, there's still going to be chimisa. So he purposely went to his Mekayish Eitzim in order to make himself a carbon that the rest of the class should keep Shabbos. That's how the Gemara of Basra Taitz over there, that's how they explain it. So according to this, Yitaka was he was Mechal Shabbos, but he was doing Al Kiddush Hashem. Fits very well that this chassid, who's a chassid in Yanni Shabbos, was a Gilgal of Slavchad. Okay. I'm Rabbi Damashbul. Mutter la'adam le'mim chaveri. The krach pleni ani heilach lamacha. Very relevant halacha. A person's mutter tells his friend, I'm going somewhere tomorrow, even though it's out of the tchum. So a person on Shabbos can say, I'm going to New York. Alachira, there's tchum issues. So you can't say I'm going on a plane, that's for sure not, because you're discussing already going, doing an act that's usser. Planes are usser. That would be a problem to say I'm going on a plane as an issue. But to say I'm going to New York, technically you could walk there, right? So you could say I'm going to Barry tomorrow. I'm going to Beirut. You could walk there and therefore it's okay. Why? It's out of the tchum, shem yesh bergenin, because if there were little huts along the way, that would break up the issue of being out of the tchum, and it would be fine. So since you can create a situation where walking is okay, even though right now it's not, that's still okay. Nice chiddush, a nice kula. Even though right now, technically it's out of the tchum, I can create that it wouldn't be out of the tchum, and therefore it's okay. We learned in our Mishnah, one cannot go to the border of his boundary, can't go to the tchum of Shabbos in order to be ready to hire workers and to bring Paris in. Bishlam Mishra Pailam instead, hiring workers, that's a problem. The Shabbos Le Matzage. There's no way around it. There's no way around it to hire workers on Shabbos. However, El Havi Paris, bring Paris in. Why is it a problem? Why is it a problem for me to go to the border to be able to carry Paris on Shabbos? You're right, I can't carry on Shabbos. That's only because I don't have mechitzas, because it's a public thoroughfare. I can't carry there. But if I built mechitzas, it'd be okay. Once you work in the world of ifs, if I built huts, not a problem with chum, says Gemara, Lema Shem Yesh Shem Mechitzas, maybe. If there'll be mechitzas, I'd be able to carry. So why is that a problem? I should be able to go to the border, the boundary, the chum, and ready to carry Paris back. Because theoretically, I could have built walls to be able to carry even on Shabbos itself. Says the Mishnah of Paris Mechubar. You're right. The issue of this Paris that a Mechubar, all the walls in the world that you build can't help because Mechubar. There's issue, of course, of Talish, of being Talish. You can't do Talish on Shabbos. Therefore, you have a separate issue. Says the Mishnah of Beishaya. We learned in a brayse from Beishaya says, "Ein mechash and al tchum lovi tevin kash." One cannot go to the tchum to bring tevin and kash. Tevin and kash are different types of straw and hay. Now, Bishlam Kash, Kash, we understand, Mishkach Slam Mechubar. Kash is Mechubar. Kash is attached to the ground. Tais actually points out that even though Kash is talking about really dry stalks. Dry stalks, even attached to the ground, they no longer need the ground. The dust could be cut off. It's not a problem with Talish, but they want to say it's actually, even though it's not a problem with Talish, they want to say that Tais is of Kash, which Melacha Tais says. But Tais says that there would be a different Melacha there. Not Talish, but it would still be a malacha of chayrish. Tais says malacha of chayrish because getting rid of this cash off the ground would still be an issue of chayrish. Okay, but the point is, it's funny. Lash mechubar. Usually, we think of mechubar. We think of talish. Over here, Tais says means charisha. But the point is, there's still malacha derais there, and therefore we understand why you can't go to the boundary for cash. But what about tevin? Why can't tevin is the leftover from the wheat stalks? Why can't it already detached? Why can't I go there to gather tevin? Lachayra, what's the problem? What the problem must be carrying. Carrying is not an issue because I could theoretically put up walls. I mean, I can't carry a shop itself, but I can go there because since I theoretically could have put up walls, it should be mutter. Hechi, Mishkach is supposed to be a tevin, but tivnasaria. The case is, by tevin that was very putrid, that was very bad smelling. Tevin which is very putrid is muktzah. This is a new issue. You're right. The reason why I can't go to the border to pick up tevin and to be ready to pick up tevin for Shabbos is because I'm talking about tevin that you may be using a fertilizer, but it's putrid, it's disgusting, and therefore it's muktzah on Shabbos. Toshima. The Rambam must be another kasha.
Isn't tevin muktzah altogether?
I'm sorry?
Isn't tevin muktzah altogether?
In general, not necessarily. It depends what you're using it for. You're right. Tevin is always a classic example of something. Tevin is a classic example of something which is used for fire, for fire, and that's considered muktzah. But we said a few months back, if it's designated for fodder for animals, then it's permissible. So that depends on what the planned usage is. But you're right. It is a classic. We would say it's usher. Okay. Tashma mechshichin al tchum lefakech iske kala iske meis. A person can go to tchum in order to be ready to deal with iske kala or iske meis on Shabbos. Says the Gemara. For the activities for a kal and a mace, that's permissible. But to do something similar for others, that'll be usher. So what malacha are we doing on behalf, or are we setting ourselves up for, on behalf of the mace and the kala that we're saying is mutta dafka for them and not for others? Let's figure it out. And we want to see if that stems to Shmuel's memra, that Shmuel says, walking out of the boundaries is mutta because I can build hut. As long as I can do it, if it had to on Shabbos, it's mutta to discuss it, even though right now it's not permissible. So what's the case? Pishlama acher dumi dikala, something else dumi dikala, pishkachasal mazgala asa. You're coming to break the myrtle branch. You know, they used to break the myrtle branch for the kala to have. So that's mamash teilish. That's mamash melacha deraisa. For a kala, you're allowed to go to the boundary to prepare for the mitzvah. That's what fits in the line where we said before. This idea of mitzvah. Therefore, it's mutter, fine. But father's not. That makes sense. Okay. There's no head to way around that. Now on Shabbos, therefore, it's usher. Elamais. My near, what's the case of mace? Isn't the case lovely aron tachrichim to bring him a coffin and to bring him tachrichim the burial shrouds? For ketani mace in avachalai dafka mace not others. You can't go to the boundary to prepare to be ready to bring other items in for others. Why not? Amai lemeshem yesh shamachitzas maybe back to the same question. Carrying shouldn't be an issue because if you're going if the whole the whole preparation the person's doing is going to the boundary to be ready to carry something back in. To carry something in after Shabbos, and the only issue is carrying, a person could theoretically get around carrying by creating mechitzas, by creating some sort of Erev, and therefore, even if it didn't do it, he should at least be able to go prepare on Shabbos and be prepared for it because it shouldn't be a problem since there is a viable way around it, says Gemara. We're not talking about just carrying the burial shrouds. We're talking about cutting the shrouds from big material, cutting into a size that's fit, that's the right size for the mace, and therefore that cutting of that material is certainly Malacha Shabbos, and therefore it is a problem. Let's go drop further. We said in the Mishnah that one can go to watch the produce in his field, and he can then bring back the produce by hand if he's just going to watch. Watching his mutter chop itself, if he could go watch it and then bring it back right after Shabbos, and that's fine. Says Amar Avafak Abdullah Avdo, Rep Avdallah. He sounds like he's going to bring back the produce. He's watching it, and then he's going to carry it back before Avdallah. He's out of the field. Presumably, he didn't make Avdallah. Vom Rab Elazar ben Antigonus, Mishum Rab Elazar ben Yaakov. Osla Ad Mishasa Chavetz Bekhem Mishiav. The person can't do his personal Chavetzim before he makes Avdallah. Chitam and Avdallah Betfila. He'll say Vegishmak. He said Atachan Tanu. He said Atachan Avdallah in Shabbat Esrei, and therefore it's not a problem. From Rudim Mishmul, Rudim Sene Mishmul, Hamavd Betfila Shal Shavdal Alakais. One who makes Avdallah Betfila still has to make Avdallah Kais. Chitam and Avdallah Kais. You're going to say he made Avdallah Kais. Kais Besadim Yeka. How on earth is he making Avdallah Alakais out in the fields? He's out in the fields, ready, watching his field, and ready to bring stuff back right after Shabbos. How we need to make Avdallah? He's doing Malach of carrying stuff back without Avdallah. And even if you tell me that you didn't set Avdallah at the Chantanu, we know one who makes Avdallah in Shabbat Esrei still is the Chiyuv of Avdallah Kais. What's going on over here? And where's their Kais in the field? Tirgum Rav Nasan Rav Ami Bekamei Rav Rava, a very serious Hachmai Eskinan Ben Agifish Anu. We're talking about the vineyards. Or the wine press, where he's by the wine press, but he's out in the area near the wine press, where there was plenty of wine available to make Avdallah out in the fields area. Amar Abba Rav Ashi from Rav Amin Hachi Hamavda Mekadesh Lachol Vavdinan Tzarchin Lamaisa. The Agamar brings out a kula and Marav. You know, this is what we do on the Lamaisa. That in Marav, you know what they did? They wouldn't wait to do Malacha for Havdalah Kais. You're right. One who makes Avdallah in Shemoneh Esrei still has to say Havdalah Kais. But in Marav, you know what they do? Once it was nightfall, they would simply say the words Hamavda Mekadesh Lachol Vavdinan Tzarchin. And they do their tzurchen. Many people drive home from shul on Matzah Shabbos before making Avdallah Kais. How do they do that? Mamish, this idea. We're actually better off. We don't have to say Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol those words because if we said Shemoneh Esrei Atachon Adonu, one need not say Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol. Once he said Atachon Adonu Shemoneh Esrei, that's certainly as good as Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol. Amar Vashi Kevina Be'Avkana Be'Avkana. Ha'avim you say Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol. You say Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol. U'Masalas and Silsi and you chop wood again. When you say Berachah Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol, that enables the person to do Malacha just saying Amavdu Mekadesh Lachol. Two quick points in this. Again, number one, if you spoke a minute ago, Atachon Adonu. Certainly as good as saying Baruch Hamavdu Mekadesh Lachol is certainly as good as if a person didn't have a Ma'ariv or for an Isha, they say Baruch Hamavdu Mekadesh Lachol, number one. And number two, like we still have a Gezerah that eating, one cannot eat until he makes Avdallah Kais. So one can do Malacha after saying Baruch Hamavdu Mekadesh Lachol or saying Atta Chardanu, but eating one cannot do until he makes Avdallah Kais. Once I'll eat, that's the Gezerah in order to make sure he makes Avdallah Kais. One cannot eat to make Avdallah Kais. There is actually a Shitas Rishayim, which we don't see the Pasuk this way, that learns that our Gemara, when it says Baruch Hamavdu Mekadesh Lachol, or Hamavdu Mekadesh Lachol, was just saying the end of the bracha, but it's got to be a full bracha with Shem Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Mechalem, Mavdu Mekadesh Lachol. That is a shita brought in the riff. Again, the Maaseh we don't see the Pasuk way, but the shita riff of saying one has to say Baruch Atah Hashem with Hamavdu Mekadesh Lachol. Again, if one says in the Mishmar Neser, Atachon Atanu, Lechari gets that mile, Lechari is getting in the bracha, Atachon Das, he gets it in the bracha, Lechari that would be better. We can kaim Lechari the shita of the riff as well. I would think we can kaim the shita of the riff as well, but the Maaseh we don't Pasuk that way. We don't Pasuk. We seem to hold that Baruch Hamavdu Mekadesh Lachol without the Shem Hashem is sufficient. Have a wonderful day.